Cracking the Wall. The Struggles of the Little Rock Nine. By Eileen Lucas. Read by Charles Turner. Author's note. Not too long ago, laws kept black and white Americans apart in many places. This was called segregation. There were white-only waiting rooms and drinking fountains, buses, and hotels. Colored-only signs directed black people to smaller, dirtier places. There were separate schools for white children and for black children. The ones for black children were almost always older and smaller. They had to use the books that schools for white children didn't want anymore. In 1954, the Supreme Court of the United States said that segregated schools were wrong. Children could not be kept apart and denied a good education just because of the color of their skin. In 1957, in Little Rock, Arkansas, 9 black students were chosen to move from the High School for Black Children to the High School for Whites, Central High. They became known as the Little Rock Nine. This is their story. A car drove slowly down a quiet street in Little Rock, Arkansas. When the driver saw the house he was looking for, he slowed even more. It was the home of L.C. and Daisy Bates. They owned an African-American newspaper in the city.